Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
Do you see him?
No, there's too many people, and I'm too short. Everybody's in the way.
How will we ever know when he gets here, Lydia?
Maybe someone will make an announcement. Or blow a trumpet.
I can't wait to see him.
Mirav, Mirav, there you are. Mother wants you to come home. We have to start preparing for Passover.
I'll come home in a little bit. Just tell Mom I'll be home before dark.
But Passover is just a few days away. There's too much to do. Plus, Father told me not to leave you when there are so many Romans in the city. Something must be going on.
Yeah, open your eyes, Jonathan. Jesus is coming to town right now.
Jesus of Nazareth? No wonder there are so many soldiers. I hear he's been stirring up trouble all over Galilee. And now Judea, too?
Well, I hear he's been teaching about the kingdom of heaven. And he's been telling people about the scriptures in ways we've never heard before.
I think people are right about him being the Messiah. When I met him, I just felt it must be true.
I've never met him. That's why I have to stay, Jonathan. And you should too. It's not every day you get to see a king.
A king? Look at these streets. They are dirty, and there are no temple leaders here to welcome him. This is not how a king comes into town.
Then let's fix that. We need to prepare the way.
Prepare the way.
He's coming this way. I still can't see him. Maybe if I climb a tree and wave, he'll see me.
Mirav, come on. Lydia, what have you gotten her into?
Jonathan, for someone trying to get to a celebration, you're such a party poop.
Hey, at least I remember what's important in life. You can't keep acting like children forever. See, Rivka and Talia are getting ready.
Hi, Jonathan. Father says we're joining your family for the Passover meal. We're bringing some water to your house right now.
Rivka, Talia, haven't you heard? Jesus is in town.
He is?
We didn't know. Where is he?
We're trying to see him.
Why does everyone want to see him so bad?
If you had seen him, you would know.
Yeah, one time we went with our mother to visit family in Bethsaida, and we heard Jesus speaking about amazing things.
Yeah, he was there on top of the mountain, and all these people could hear him.
I didn't really understand, but he told wonderful stories. And we stayed all day. We lost track of time listening to everything he was saying and didn't realize we had missed lunch. We didn't want to leave, but suddenly some of Jesus' friends started to give us baskets of bread and fish.
Baskets and baskets full to everyone there.
How many people were there? 100? That's a lot of people to feed.
No, Jonathan. It was thousands. Like, well, probably 5,000 men. Maybe 10,000 people were there. It was impossible, but I saw it, and I ate it.
And it was the best bread and fish.
And it was the best bread and fish I'd ever had.
Delicious.
Wow, could that really be true?
It is. The next day, Mother took us to hear more. She sat and listened while we played by the stream with a ball we made. Then we got a bit wild, and Talia kicked the ball into the crowd.
No, it was Rivka that kicked it.
It doesn't matter who kicked it. Anyway, Talia went to go get it, and Jesus picked it up.
It was scary.
You should have seen Mother's eyes shoot at her.
It was scary. One of the men that were with Jesus tried to stop me, but Jesus said not to. He said, "Let the little children come to me."
Then Jesus saw me stand.
And he kicked the ball to me, and I kicked it back to him.
Then Jesus saw me standing at the back of the crowd and called me over to join.
And the best part is, I didn't get in trouble for Mother when I got back home.
Wow, that's a nice story, guys. But I need to be getting back, and I need to find Mirav. Mirav, where are you?
I'm up here.
What are you doing in a tree?
I'm trying to see Jesus, and I think I see him, and he's riding on a donkey?
A donkey? Mirav, this is silly. Passover is important.
The kingdom of heaven is important, too. I need to hear about it for myself, Jonathan.
I don't think the Messiah would approve of you missing Passover.
And I don't think Passover would approve of you missing the Messiah. I'm going to see him, Jonathan. You can come or you can go, but you're not changing my mind.
Jonathan, I need your help.
David, what's wrong?
It's Bathsheba. You need to help me save her.
Bathsheba, your little lamb?
Yes. Father said she's going to be the Passover lamb. And he said that he's taking her to the temple tomorrow to be.
Oh, David, I know you are fond of her, but you had to know this was coming. I mean, don't you know what your family eats for dinner most nights?
Jonathan, I thought you were to help me.
David, this is a part of life. Sooner or later, you had to know that, learn that.
Ugh! Why does God need so many lambs? Why does he need my sheep too? I don't understand why he needs so many sacrifices.
I don't think he does. I heard Jesus tell a story once. He said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. The reason the Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. Nobody takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord."
Wow.
Did Jesus really say that? That he would lay his life down for his sheep?
That's what he said.
Wow, Lydia, that story was amazing. I don't think I could ever do something like that. I'm not that good.
But you are very good, Jonathan. You always try to do the right thing.
Yeah. Come on, David.
Where are we going?
To save Bathsheba.
Really?
Yes, it's the right thing to do. God saved us from Pharaoh. He got us out of exile, and he can save anyone and anything.
Jonathan, I saw him.
Jesus, you saw him?
Yes, I was in the tree looking over the crowd, and everyone was cramming in to see Jesus, but he looked up and saw me. It was like he knew right where I was. I had all kinds of sticks in my hair and dirt on my clothes. I looked like Wild Thing, but he called me down. He said, "Mirav, come here."
He knew your name?
Yes, he called me to the front of the crowd and put me in front of everyone. He said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me."
Wow, he really knows you.
Yeah, do you believe me now, Jonathan?
Yes, Mirav. I'm sorry I told you to stop acting like a child. You too, David. Maybe I could learn a thing or two from you.
Come on, Jonathan.
Where are we going?
Home, to get ready for Passover.
Wait! Take me to see Jesus.
Come on! Wait.
I want to come too!
Me too! Do you think he'll know my name?
Of course!
We will rejoice.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.